Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
I'm Janet Miranda, Executive Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to our program. Well, you know, abortion is in the news all over the country. As we know, our President Biden and Kamala Harris are out there taking a tour across America promoting abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. And this is, you know, the women's right and good for women, health care, blah, blah. Well, we're here today to show you abortion, yes, always bad for the baby, but we're going to talk about why it's always bad for the mother, too. Joining me today is our newest regional coordinator for the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, Holly Shelton from Arkansas. Holly, welcome to the program.
Hi, Janet. Thank you for having me.
Well, great to have you and great to have you as part of the campaign. So take us back to your abortion. How old were you? Why did you have that abortion? Give us a little picture back to how you made that choice to have an abortion.
So I was 18 years old. I had just started college and I was still living at home. And I had gotten pregnant by my boyfriend, who was a senior in high school. He was 1 year younger than me. Living at home, I was told I had to have an abortion. I don't like to bring up the specifics in that because of the guilt and regret, you know, my family has over this. So it was really hard for me to speak out, you know, to protect them because I know how much pain they've went through. But I was taken to an abortion clinic in Memphis, and it was what I would describe like a haunted house. It was an old house with bars on the windows. And I was so young, I did not even know what I was getting myself into. And just walking into that old house, and I remember they told me to bring cash. And there was like a 6-hour process where I had to go with another group of ladies into each room to do like blood work and then counseling, what they call counseling. And then another, you know, just it was like a steps of things you had to do before you had the abortion. And I was crying so hard during the counseling, but they just passed me on through. They didn't ask me anything else. They asked me a couple questions and passed me on through. And I just remember we had to walk up these stairs, these dark staircase to the upstairs. And it was us group of ladies, which I didn't talk to anyone. No one talked to me. It was just very alone feeling, you know. And a lady came up and told us, "This is just a piece of tissue. It just makes you where you're not pregnant anymore. This is not a big deal. I've had 3 abortions. It's painless. You know, this is nothing." And I had no idea. I had no idea someone could lie to me about what they were doing to my body. And so I was still crying. And they took me into the abortion room with the lady to hold my hand, that I don't know, I guess a staff member. And when they started the abortion, I squeezed her fingers so hard. I may have broken, literally don't know what happened to her, because she was trying to pry my fingers off of her because I was in so much agony and pain. And it felt like they were ripping me from my chest down. And it was the most gut-wrenching, horrific experience of my life.
So Holly, you know, with this experience, when you think about any medical procedure that you have done, you always go to a doctor ahead of time because you're not feeling good or there's something not right. And then the doctor tells you he has to do a medical procedure on you, some sort of surgery. So you get to know the doctor, he schedules your surgery. In this abortion, it sounds to me like you didn't even know the name of the doctor and you saw him just briefly as he was doing your abortion, correct?
Correct. I I have no clue who the doctor was or the person holding my hand.
Yeah. And did the doctor say anything to you, or he just came in and did his work and left, like took out your baby from you? Huh?
Yes. Yes. He just came in, did the procedure, and never, I don't even know what that person, the doctor looks like. Like, I don't have a memory of it because they were only in there a few minutes, however long the procedure took.
Yeah. Okay. And then immediately following the procedure, what did they do with you? They took you out of the procedure room, and then what?
They had army cots laid out, these green army cots laid out, brought beside each other. And they brought me in and told me to lay down on one. And then another girl about my age, she would lay down on the one beside me. And I was woozy from the medication they had given me. And I didn't care how woozy I was. I stumbled up to that desk and they gave me some medicine. And I said, I have to get out of here. And when I got to the car, the person who brought me, I was in agony, like pain. And I still get tearful because I don't talk about this part a lot. And they said, what have I done? They knew that this was a mistake that they had encouraged me to do. And they've had to live with that guilt also.
Yeah, that's an important factor there, that, you know, there's a lot of people that think they're helping a woman and they'll take her for that abortion. And then they realize, oh, my gosh, I was complicit. I was responsible for the death of that baby, too, because I helped her. And then, you know, in college campuses, you hear of on a dorm floor, students all chipping in to help a girl get an abortion with the money. And then you are responsible for the death of that child. So it has a ripple effect, doesn't it? You know, the abortion.
Yes, it does. And Janet, 3 months after the abortion, I was listening to a Christian radio station, and the person speaking goes into what an abortion is. And I pulled over my car. I was hysterical. That was the first time I'd ever heard what an abortion was. Wow. And then I just got so traumatized, I didn't remember any of it for like 5 years. Like, it just was blocked from my memory.
And then at what point, because this is another factor that people just don't understand. Okay, you obviously had immediate regret, but then you kind of shoved it out of your mind for a while. But when did you get back to it where you felt, I need healing, and you received that healing? Like, how did that piece happen?
Well, I didn't know why. I was in college and I didn't know why I was doing the things I was doing those 5 years, things I've never done before, like, you know, dating different men, drinking. I mean, things I've never, you know, in my life had done. I was spiraling, and it got worse and worse. It got worse and worse. And I was just like, I just remember saying, I hate my life. And it was, I didn't know what was wrong with me. And I worked in a Christian bookstore, and there was a book on the shelf, and it was the One by Love, about Roe versus Wade decision. The lady who they used in that decision, she wrote a book. She had worked in an abortion clinic, and she had wrote a book about how, you know, love had changed her, and she realized that abortion was wrong, and what it did to a child and the family. And so when I read that book, that's when I realized, oh, I've got to get healed of this. This is, you know, I have to get healed, or this is going to destroy my life.
Yeah. Well, and just so you know, I personally knew, her name is Norma McCorvey. She's now passed away. She was a very good friend of mine. And her journey is amazing. She herself never had an abortion. But she was misled by the abortion industry. They told her they could help her get an abortion, and they couldn't. She actually had that baby, who we refer to as the Roe baby, and placed her for adoption. So, but it is a beautiful story, because her whole life turned around, and she became 100% pro-life. And she worked tirelessly to overturn Roe. And I always think of the Dobbs case that overturned a Roe. Norma didn't live to see it, but I'm sure she was smiling with the Lord from above to say, finally, because, you know, she actually, the thing that hurt her heart the most was when she would see a playground with no children in it. She, you know, and she said, it's empty playgrounds because of me, because of all those abortions that my signature on that thing allowed to happen. So I'm glad that book helped you in your journey because that was Norma's reason for writing the book. I knew her when she wrote the book.
And she
said, I have to try to touch people's hearts with my story so they won't have abortions. That was her goal.
Right. And Janet, I don't know, in 18 years, why I had never heard an abortion story. I'd never heard what abortion was. Like, I look back and I just think, if one person would have told me, you know, what abortion really was, you know, or what a woman goes through, if I would have heard it on TV, if I'd have just heard something, I would have never done it, you know. And so I always look back to that too. And so if I can get my story out there to prevent one child, to prevent one lady to go through something like this, it's not easy given the testimony, but it's worth it in honor of my child and in honor of God that he's healed me. If I can help others get healed also, that's my goal.
Well, it's a beautiful goal. And, you know, it is amazing because anyone who supports abortion publicly, like these politicians, like I said, President Biden, Kamala Harris, they'll say they want to, you know, allow women to control their bodies, have an abortion till birth, all 9 months. This should be their right. But if you ask them, then tell us what an abortion is, they won't describe an abortion. They will not do it. They hedge around it. And they love using terms like health care and all that. Now, you're from, now you apparently were in Tennessee. Now you're in Arkansas. You're our regional coordinator there. But in Arkansas, currently there's a ballot initiative. They are trying to take the beautiful pro-life state that Arkansas is, that protects the babies and their moms from abortion. They're trying to take that and turn it upside down by taking what's called a ballot initiative to change your constitution of your state, making abortion legal there through all 9 months of pregnancy. Right now it's not, babies are protected. As a woman from Arkansas, what do you have to say about that ballot initiative? Because right now we want to tell people, decline to sign. They're going around with clipboards with this petition about this ballot, and they only have till July 5th to get all their signatures. So what's your feeling about this ballot initiative right now?
Definitely decline to sign. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on air, but when I heard 3 months after my abortion that it wasn't a piece of tissue, that it was my baby that was cut up into tiny pieces and sucked out with a vacuum, decline to sign. This is a protecting babies. This is protecting their mothers from doing something to your body that is unnatural, that can make a woman suffer with depression, with suicide, with anxiety for the rest of their life. Please protect our women and our babies. And it doesn't just affect the women and the babies, the fathers, the grandparents, you know, their siblings. It affects everyone. So definitely decline to sign and keep Arkansas a pro-life state.
That's great. You know, Holly, we're so happy to have you as part of the Silent No More Awareness campaign. And I know as soon as you joined, you sent me an email and said, can you help me get my story out? I said, of course, we're going to help you get your story out. So people will now hear what you said and just spread it. Because I know, Holly, like you, with so many other women in the campaign, they always say, don't let my testimony just sit on the airways. Repeat it. You know, just don't let it sit up on the website, which is silentnomore.com, by the way, and they can see your testimony there. Holly wants you to share her story. Take her testimony from the website and spread it far and wide. And like you said, if you're from Arkansas, decline to sign the ballot initiative. Let them not get the signatures so it cannot be on the November ballot. Remember, for Holly's sake, for the sake of the women of Arkansas and the babies, decline to sign. So thank you for joining me, Holly, and God bless.
Thank you, Janet.
Well, brothers and sisters, I hope you learned a lot today about abortion being always bad for the baby, always bad for the woman. Join me again next time. Thanks. God bless.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.